Good morning. It's April 19th, and this is your daily brief in U.S. news. Here's everything you need to know. In the heart of Manhattan, the jury selection for former President Donald Trump's hush money trial has finally concluded, marking the end of a challenging process fraught with setbacks. This pivotal trial has selected a full jury of 12 New Yorkers, with one alternate, ready to weigh in on a case that's captured national attention. The path to selecting a jury was not smooth, marred by concerns over extensive media coverage and the potential for jurors' personal information to be compromised. This led to a stern rebuke from the presiding judge, who took a stand against what was termed irresponsible media behavior, specifically directing that jurors' workplaces not be disclosed in reports, aiming to shield their identities. Amidst these proceedings, Trump finds himself under a gag order, explicitly instructed not to discuss jurors or the jury selection process publicly. Despite this, there have been reports of him violating this order. In a twist, attempts to bring adult film actor Stormy Daniels into the courtroom narrative have hit a roadblock, with Daniels refusing to accept a subpoena. Prosecutors are gearing up for a potential testimony from Trump, ready to delve into a range of contentious issues, including allegations of sexual abuse and his history of legal entanglements. As the trial edges closer, with opening statements slated for next week, the anticipation builds not just for the legal outcome but for its timing, expected to conclude before the November election. Despite the legal storm surrounding him, Trump's political ambitions remain undeterred, signaling his intention to enter the presidential race once more. This legal saga, underscored by Trump's apparent disregard for the jury, as noted by former federal prosecutor Renato Mariotti, adds another layer of complexity to an already tumultuous election season. In a bold move that's set to redefine U.S.-China trade relations, President Joe Biden has announced a significant escalation in the trade war with China, with plans to triple the tariff rate on aluminum and steel imports. This decision, revealed during a campaign event in Pennsylvania, aims squarely at bolstering the U.S. shipbuilding and steel industries, which have been under pressure from Chinese competition. The administration's strategy seeks to address issues of Chinese overcapacity and what it views as non-market investments that have long skewed the playing field. By increasing tariffs, the U.S. hopes to protect its domestic industries from these practices. Additionally, the administration is responding to calls from national labor unions, preparing to launch investigations into China's maritime, logistics, and shipbuilding sectors to further safeguard American jobs and interests. This shift in policy represents a significant change from Biden's previous stance, which had criticized similar tariffs under the Trump administration. Now, embracing a more assertive approach, the administration is signaling a readiness to use tariffs as a tool for achieving a more balanced trade relationship. However, this move has not gone unchallenged. China has vehemently opposed the increased tariffs, dismissing them as unfounded and a breach of World Trade Organization rules. The implications of this announcement are far-reaching. Not only does it mark a pivotal moment in U.S. trade policy, but it also sets the stage for heightened tensions between the United States and China. This development could have ripple effects across various aspects of diplomatic relations between the two global powers, signaling a new chapter in their complex relationship. In a move that sparked widespread debate, Alphabet's Google has dismissed 28 employees involved in protests against its cloud computing contract with the Israeli government. This action brings to light the tension between corporate contracts and employee activism, especially within the tech industry's ethical landscape. The controversy began when the protesting employees allegedly blocked their colleagues from entering their workplace and took over the office of the Google Cloud CEO. This drastic measure by the employees was met with an equally significant response from Google, leading to their termination. The reaction from the activist group, No Tech for Apartheid, was swift and sharp. They've slammed Google's decision as retaliatory, accusing the tech giant of placing higher value on its contractual agreements than on the rights and voices of its own workforce. This incident is not just about a dispute within a company. It's a reflection of the broader ethical debate that's increasingly prevalent in the tech industry. The question at the heart of this debate is how companies should navigate their business dealings with governments that are mired in controversy. While this story unfolds, the tech and business world continues to move rapidly. Oracle is making a significant investment of $8 billion in Japan to bolster its cloud computing and artificial intelligence infrastructure. Meanwhile, Germany is witnessing a sharp downturn in its housing sector, with home building permits plummeting by 18.3% in February. And over in Norway, the sovereign wealth fund has reported an underperformance against its benchmark in the first quarter, signaling challenges in the global financial landscape. This series of events underscores the complex interplay between ethics, employee activism, and the relentless march of business and technology. As the tech industry grapples with these ethical dilemmas, the wider implications for global business and governance continue to evolve. In a decisive move, the U.S. House of Representatives has passed a bill that could significantly alter the landscape of social media in the United States by targeting TikTok, the popular app owned by Chinese company ByteDance. This legislation mandates that TikTok be sold within a year, with a potential 3-month extension, or face a ban from U.S. app stores, a development that underscores the intensifying scrutiny over data privacy and foreign influence in the tech sector. The bill, which is part of a broader foreign aid package, is now on a fast track for a Senate vote. President Joe Biden has expressed his willingness to sign the bill into law, which would enforce the sale of TikTok to a new owner to avoid a ban. This move highlights the growing concerns among U.S. lawmakers about the influence of Chinese companies and the potential risks to national security and user data privacy. The requirement for TikTok to be sold introduces complex challenges, notably the valuation of the app and the intricacies of its recommendation algorithm, which is central to its success. The U.S. market is a significant revenue source for TikTok, making the sales conditions, particularly the fate of its algorithm, a pivotal issue for potential buyers. Amidst these developments, the bill also signals a broader push for regulation in the tech industry, touching on the need for privacy protection and online safety, especially for children. Despite the introduction of a proposal for a national data privacy standard, Congress has yet to enact comprehensive legislation addressing these critical concerns. TikTok's response to the bill has been one of disappointment, with indications that the company may challenge the legislation legally. This situation reflects the ongoing tension between the U.S. government and tech companies over issues of privacy, data security, and the influence of foreign ownership on American soil. In a remarkable show of political unity, President Biden received the endorsement of 15 Kennedy family members during a campaign stop in Philadelphia. This significant support comes at a critical time, especially with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a member of the same storied family, running as an independent candidate for the White House. The Kennedy family's collective decision to back Biden, despite one of their own in the race, underscores the high stakes of the upcoming presidential election. The backdrop to this united front is the family's concern over RFK Jr.'s independent bid, which has unexpectedly gained traction in key swing states. This development has sparked worries about the potential impact on the election's outcome, particularly the fear that it could siphon votes away from Biden and inadvertently aid former President Donald Trump. In this light, the family's endorsement of Biden is not just a political gesture, but a strategic move to consolidate support and mitigate electoral risks. President Biden has warmly welcomed the Kennedy family's endorsement, taking the opportunity to express his deep admiration for the late Robert F. Kennedy's legacy. Meanwhile, the family has been candid in their criticism of RFK Jr.'s candidacy, framing their stance as both a political calculation and an expression of familial love. Despite the internal family dynamics, RFK Jr. has acknowledged the differing political views within his family, showing understanding for their position. The Kennedy family's unified support for Biden aims to rally Americans behind his candidacy, emphasizing the importance of avoiding a split-vote scenario that could inadvertently benefit Trump. This moment highlights not just the political maneuverings within one of America's most prominent political families, but also the broader dynamics at play in a highly contested presidential race. This has been your daily brief in U.S. News. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.